Hello, what's up guys? I'm on from Pesa Smart PH here and welcome sa panibagong episode. Shoutout din sa mga podcast listeners. Today, discuss natin yung the 3 most attractive stocks on the current market. So before we get right into the stock picks, news update muna tayo. So first is this one, yung parang safety net ng PSE. The PSE has secured the approval of the SEC to reduce the lower static threshold of individual stock prices from 50% to 30% from its previous closing price. So, sabi ni Ramon Monzon, yung CEO ng PSE, we are looking at measures to address the present volatility in the stock market due to uncertainties from COVID-19. One of the measures we decided to adopt is to tighten the trading band for securities. So, bali yung parang floor lang niya and yung ceiling. We benchmarked the adjusted lower static threshold level with what other exchanges in the region currently implement, which is between 10 and 30%. So, yeah, the adjusted lower static threshold took effect on Tuesday, March 24, 2020. That was 2 days ago. We already configured our trading system to recognize a 30% decline in share price as the floor price of a security, Monzon added. The upper static threshold of securities will remain at 50%. And then, ito kanina lang, US economic rescue deal met with enthusiasm, PSEI also up. So yeah, yesterday, nag-close siya sa 5K plus. The local stock barometer rallied past 5,000 mark on Wednesday, yesterday, as global investors cheered a forthcoming $2 trillion US stimulus package in response to COVID-19 pandemic. The main share of Philippine Stock Exchange Index racked up to 53.49 points or 5.31% to close at 5,027.76, tracking the upswing across regional markets. Value turnover for the day amounted to 8.3 billion pesos. There were 158 advancers that overwhelmed 44 decliners while 29 stocks were unchanged. And yeah, PSEI was led higher by Megaworld, which rose by 8%, while SM Investments and JG Summit both added over 7%. BDO and BPI both gained over 6%, while Ayala Land, SM Prime, PLDT, and Metro Pacific all climbed by over 5%. Then lastly, AGI, Ayala Corp, ICTSI, and First Gen all rose by over 4%, while Jollibee and URC both added over 3%. Then the Luchutan Group went up by 2.9%. Okay, so speaking of Luchutan Group Incorporated, siya yung unang stock na nasa list. So, incorporation date niya was on May 27, 1937 pa. So, almost 100 years na siya. Almost. So, that's 83 na this year. And LT Group was originally incorporated in 1937 as the Manila Wine Merchants Incorporated. The company was renamed in 1995 as Asia Pacific Equity Corporation, in line with the change of its primary purpose to that of a holding company, then again in 1999 as Sandway Holdings Incorporated, together with other amendments to its bylaws. The company's corporate name was changed to its present form after a series of restructuring activities in 2012 and 2013, which resulted in its acquisition of investments in beverages, tobacco, property development, and banking businesses along belonging to Lucio C. Tan and his family and assignees. So, ito yung current price niya yesterday nung ginawa ko itong presentation. 6.4 yung last traded, and then previous close was 6.2. High yesterday was 6.8, and then low was 6.31. Laki ng volume, 32 million, and then yung value is nasa 206 million pesos. Then 52-week high was 17.28, medyo matagal yun, I think, siguro months ago. And 52-week low, that was last week lang, Thursday, nung nag-open ulit yung PSE after a 2-day hiatus. So, nag-dip siya to 5.5. I think it's a good buy pa rin now. Kasi, nagbibayad sila ng dividends. Hindi ganun kataas yung yield, but it's okay ngayon kasi nga mababa yung price niya. So kapag kinumpit mo yung yield, medyo, you know, mas mataas siya. But like, pag kinumpir mo sa usual price niya, which is like 15 plus, doon siya naglalaro, 15 to 17. So last year, April, siya nagbigay ng stock, pero binayaran May na. Bale, 30 centavos yung binigay. Then pagka-compare mo yun dun sa 4 point joke, what was that again? 6.4 na price, yung yield niya is pumapatak at 4.6875%, which is not really that bad for a company like this. Blue chip siya, and yung talagang main selling point naman itong stock nito is appreciation. So goods pa rin kapag binili mo siya ngayon at this current market. And we're not sure naman kung steady na ulit yung pagtaas, kasi we're not sure kung ano ba talaga mangyayari doon sa COVID, magkaka-vaccine na ba. And yeah, let's just be optimistic na ma-overcome natin to sooner than later. Pero syempre, we still need to prepare for the worst, di ba? So yeah, move on tayo sa ICT, International Container Terminal Services, kay Enrique Razonto. Siya, isa siya sa key people nitong company na to. Incorporation date was on December 24, 1987. Then yeah, ICT Services was incorporated in 1987 in connection with the public bidding to operate, manage, and develop the Manila International Container Terminal, or MICT, which handles international container cargo at the Port of Manila. The concession for MICT was awarded to the company in May 1988. Through the years, International Container Terminal Services has managed to expand its operations both in the Philippines and abroad. The company enters into long-term concession agreements with local port authorities and governments primarily for the handling of international containerized cargoes. So yeah, yesterday, 69.55 yung last price niya. Then previous close was 66.05. So yeah, up siya by 5.3%. Low was 68 and then high is 70.05. Volume 1 million, medyo mahal kasi itong stock na to. And yung value niya is nasa 82 million pesos. Then 52 week high niya is 148.90, so it's good to buy pa rin, more than half yung price kung bibili ka ngayon. And then 52 week low niya is 61.85, same yan, last Thursday yan. Then yeah, bibigay din siya ng dividends. So nag-announce na sila for this year. Medyo mataas yung bibigyan nila ngayon, pero walang special, so regular lang. 3.31 pesos per share. And then yung ex-date niya is March 31. So dapat by Monday, nakabili na kayo kung gusto nyo mabayaran nung dividends nila. Kasi yung ex-date is March 31. Yun yung start nung trading, yun yung trading day na magsa-start na hindi ka nang pwedeng bayaran ng tawag dito, nung dividends. So yeah, dapat by March 30 nakabili na kayo para mabayaran pa kayo itong 3.31 pesos per share. Then yung yield niya is 4.7591%. not really that bad din kasi yun nga, blue chip stock to, so bali growth stock siya. So yeah, yung appreciation din ng value nung stock mo, yun yung parang main selling point niya. Okay, next one is PSB, Philippine Savings Bank. This is actually the last one on the list. Incorporation date was March 25, 1959. The Philippine Savings Bank was incorporated in 1959 to engage in savings and mortgage banking. It became a subsidiary of Metrobank after the latter's acquisition of a majority stake in the company in 1983. The company was authorized to perform trust functions in 1991 and was granted quasi-banking license in 1995. Its shares were offered to the public in 1994, the first thrift bank to be listed in the Philippine Stock Exchange. So yeah, down siya yesterday. I think nabilik siya at 34.5. So yeah, medyo mali ako dun, but it's fine. Yung last price niya was 34.20. So minus 5% siya from the previous day. Yung previous close niya is 36 pesos. And then yung high is 36.15, low was 34.2. Then volume 6,000 lang, and yung value is nasa 213,000 pesos. And 52 week low is 57. And then high pala yun, sorry. 52 week high was 57, and then 52 week low was 34.05. Same thing nangyari yan last week, Thursday. And then yung dividends na binibigay niya usually is per quarter, and usually 0.75 siya, 0.75 pesos, so 75 cents per quarter, that is 3 pesos per share per year. And then ito, akagandahan, nagbigay sila nung January ng 11.42% stocks. So kung meron kang 100 stocks ng PS Bank, mangyayari nun, mabibigyan ka pa ng additional 11.42. Pero yeah, I think 11 lang ibibigay nila kasi hindi naman tayo pwedeng mag-own, I think, ng 0.42 na stock. So yeah, that's just basically it. Unfortunately, hindi ako umabot dun kasi nga ex-date niya is January 28 pa, but it's fine. And yung isang 75 cents, hindi ko na rin nabutan, but malaki pa rin yung makukuha kong yield. I think nasa 7 or 6% pa rin. Yeah, somewhere in that 6% kasi yung yield niya sa kabuuan is 8.7719%. So yeah, bale basically 2 point something percent siya yung 75 compared to the current price. So yeah, it's very good. And syempre, walang utang tong PS Bank kasi sila yung nagpapautang, di ba? So, wala sila kailangang bayarang like debts. And then, syempre, meron tayong special mentions. First one is CLI, Cebu Landmasters Incorporated. Ex-date is March 31 din, 2020. So, dapat by Monday, nakabili na kayo kung gusto nyo mabayaran ng dividends. Current price is 3.78. pesos, and then yung yield niya is 6.61%. Then next one is Macro Asia Corporation. Itong company to is like parang aviation and stuff. Yun yung ginagawa nila. Ex-date is March 31 din, 2020. So same lang with CLI. Dapat by Monday, nakabili na kayo kung gusto nyo mabayaran ng dividends. Current price is 4.68 pesos. And then, yung yield niya is 5.34%. And then, lastly is EEI. Itong matagal pa yung ex-date nito. So, hindi kayo kailangan mag-alala. So, EEI Corporation. Ex-date is April 28, 2020 and September 28, 2020. Current price is 5.50. And yung yield niya is yung pinakamataas among the three. 7.27%. Bakit hindi ito yung nasa main list ko? Bakit ang pinili ko is yung ICT, yung LTG, and yung what do you call this? Yung PS Bank. Kasi yung tatlong yun is parang mga blue chip stocks sila. Na nagbibigay din ng dividends pero hindi talaga ganun kataas yung yield nila. Like nasa territory sila ng 2, 1, 3%, 4%. So yeah, usually hindi ko talaga binibili yung ganung klaseng stocks kasi masyado makabang yung yield. Pero ngayon, since yun nga nag-plummet yung prices, since medyo nag-crush yung stock market with the current situation, maganda siyang bilhin since yun nga mababa yung presyo, and since magbibigay din sila ng dividends, mataas na yung yield mo. Okay, yun yung simple explanation kung bakit sila yung nasa main list. Anyway, kung interested kayo sa mga stocks na to, go for it. Recap lang, LTG and Lushutan Group Incorporated yan. ICT, International Container Terminal Services Incorporated. and then PSB Philippine Savings Bank. Sources natin, ito yung sa news, PSE reduces lower static threshold of share prices and then US economic rescue deal met with enthusiasm. PSEI also up. So yung mga links niyan ng mga articles is nasa description sa baba kung gusto nyo i-check out. Alright. So end na natin yung episode here. Like and share nyo na rin if natripan nyo tong content ko. Every Tuesday and Thursday tayo nag-upload ng bagong episode. Kasama na yung podcast dyan. Before we end, meron tayong quote from Gary Vaynerchuk. Si Gary V. Don't think the strategy, do the strategy. This is a time to do it, not think about it. Well, yeah, kung wala naman yung coronavirus, like, sobrang applicable na ito sa buhay natin. Like, kung gusto mo magkaroon ng change, like, gusto mo magkaroon ng side hustle, gusto mo mag-change ng career, gusto mo i-quit yung current job mo, yeah, kailangan mo itong gawin. Kasi kung lagi ka lang nagpa-ponder, lagi ka lang nagsistrategize, lagi ka lang nagpa-plano, yeah, but you don't act on it, wala mangyayari. So yeah, just do it. Sabi nga ng Nike. Stay at home, huwag niyong gayaan si Coco Pimentel. Matalino naman yung tao pero wala siyang pakialam sa iba. And yeah, public servant siya. So sobrang ironic lang na ganun yung ginawa niya. Hindi naman siya ano eh. Hindi naman siya bobo eh. Kasi, di ba nga, bar top notcher siya. Matagal na siyang senador. Matalino siya. But yeah, yung ginawa niya, yesterday. Dahil nung nanganak yung asawa niya and pumunta siya dun sa, ano, sa Makati Med. Malapit pa naman yun sa amin. Yeah. It was... Yeah, I don't have a word for it, pero... Basically, wala siyang pakialam sa ibang tao. Sarili lang iniisip niya. Anyway, enough of that. Yeah, thanks for watching, guys, and listening. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want more of my content, be sure to leave a rating, give a like, share it, and subscribe. Your feedback is always welcome and appreciated. And remember, be PESA smart. See ya.